Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is For the Record, the legal show for radio entrepreneurs. And we are being hosted through this whole segment by the law firm of Davis Malm and Pat Clendenin. Welcome, Pat.
Jeffrey, always a pleasure. Well, great to be back in the fall. The leaves are changing, and we're back together.
You're looking very, very dignified today. You must be an attorney.
I try. I do play an attorney by day.
I sometimes play an attorney as a management consultant, but I don't do a good job at it. Our next guest, as you said, father-daughter from Washington, Pete Minshall and Catherine Minshall Schleppers. Sorry about that. From Washington Capital Partners. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit as an introduction about Washington Capital Partners?
Our firm in Washington was established in 1994. We are a privately held real estate family-owned business. We own and operate investment income-producing real estate in and around the Washington, D.C. area, Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. We have office, we have retail, we have industrial, and also apartments.
So what's your background? Was it always real estate, how did you get into it?
Actually not. My degree is in business with a major in hotel restaurant management from University of Denver. I spent 5 years with Hyatt Hotels in California and Louisiana. And one day I thought, what a great business to be in. I'd love to own this hotel. And that's how it started.
Very simple.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Peter and Catherine, about your vision of Washington Capital Partners and how entrepreneurship plays a role in how the company has grown and your vision for the future.
Entrepreneurship, in my opinion, in real estate is very similar to entrepreneurship in many, many other businesses. And when I look at the real estate world today and I think of entrepreneurs in real estate, I think of Airbnb, I think of WeWork, two organizations that started out with a great idea, didn't know if it would fly or not, but they actually found a crack in the door, and they determined, I'm going to open that door, and they went and they opened the door, and Airbnb is an incredibly successful hotel business company.
Immensely.
And WeWork is also a very, very successful theme on an old business in real estate management of office space. And when we started the business, it's something that I always wanted to do, and I'm thrilled that Catherine decided several years ago to join the business. But I saw a crack in the door and I said, I really don't want to work for anybody else. I want to work for myself. But how do you do that? How do you support yourself? How do you make a living doing this? And thank goodness for the Resolution Trust Corporation. In 1994, we had very little capital. Matter of fact, none. I put a second mortgage on my house in Washington and had a little bit of cash. And I figured, I'll see if I can go buy something from the federal government. We bought a vacant building in Norfolk, Virginia. And lo and behold, we still own it today. We got it leased up before we closed on it. And that was really the catalyst to starting our business. And in today's environment, real estate entrepreneurs can be institutional or they can be entrepreneurship and own their own assets. And we've made the election to own our own assets, manage those assets, service those assets. And in essence, rather than working with institutional capital, we work with our own personal capital and we try to grow it. So in Washington, it's a long-term business, and having a second generation in the business is absolutely wonderful for us because Catherine and her family can continue to grow what I've already built.
Yeah, so Catherine, tell us a little bit about how you got interested in real estate and what your career trajectory has been before you joined your father in the business.
You know, I actually started on the debt side in Boston, working for a commercial mortgage banking firm. One thing that my dad always drilled into our heads growing up, and mind you, I would be at a soccer game and in my shin pads, and my dad would take us from the soccer game and send us into buildings and send us into the ladies' room to see if there are any leaks on the ceiling and go take pictures back before there were digital cameras and cell phones and go drop the film off and get the pictures developed. And that's how, you know, we sort of grew up on the weekends talking about real estate. But we always had the understanding that you can't buy anything if you can't finance it. So understanding the debt piece was really, really important. And I started off from college as a sociology major, working for, you know, 10 60-year-old Irish guys in commercial mortgage banking. So tried to understand and learn how the debt piece worked. And then in 2009, moved back to Washington, D.C., working for Hilton Worldwide, understanding the real estate business from the hotel perspective. And with that came customer service, of course. And then went into retail, working for Edens, which is a large owner across the country. And decided after many Sunday night discussions and conversations to work for my dad at Washington Capital Partners.
No arm twisting? You said many dinners.
Well,
maybe a reduction in pay.
You know,
that's what they call sweat equity, right?
Yeah. Great fringe benefits.
Right. Well, that was always my father's philosophy. Two philosophies: you get to work harder and get paid less. You know, you both followed the route that I've believed in very strongly. I do a lot of family business work, and I can almost draw a line in the sand in family businesses between effective and ineffective by family members who have worked outside the business versus family members who have never worked outside of a family business. You've both gone the corporate route before going into a very tightly held, controlled family business. You know, can you sort of talk, was that really the plan? Or it just happened that way?
For me, it was.
Interestingly enough, 5 or 6 years ago, as my career path, maybe it's not winding down, but there's an end of the road. And at the end of the road, you look back and you say, well, after X number of years, what do you do with your assets? Well, how do you exit? And I thought, well, the only way to exit really is to sell. And sometimes selling is not a great opportunity.
Right.
But I'd like to continue to grow the business. And my exit is really passing these assets on to another generation, having them grow and develop the business and own real estate, income-producing real estate in Washington. And Washington, being the capital of the free world and the head of the federal government, has a great business economy. And it's a wonderful place to be. If you buy right and hold long-term, you'll be very, very successful.
That's really one of the next questions I had for both of you. I mean, administrations come and go, and certainly we're living through an interesting, to say the least, administration now. But what stays the same in Washington, D.C. real estate?
That is, Pat, that's a wonderful question. The base case economy in Washington is very simple. The federal government injects approximately $190 billion annually into our local economy. In 2002,
it's got to have some effect.
2002, I moved to Boston, Massachusetts, where I met Pat, and tried to open an office here in Boston. I kept looking, well, what can I buy? Where can I buy it? And I never could quite get comfortable with the economics of Boston or Massachusetts. It looked like quicksand. Every place you looked, a company was going out, a bank was going out, and my business is all about the income stream coming from tenants. And if you don't have a good, solid tenant core, the assets are basically not worth anything. And in Washington, it was very simple. Federal government, $190 billion a year, and all the associated businesses made for a great economy. And if you buy smart, and you hold long-term, and you finance well, and you provide high-quality services to those tenants that pay your rent, which is our business, then you retain those tenants, and you can grow a business long-term. So,
a lot more stability.
Yes and no. There's always tenant rollover and whatever, but if you are successful at what you do, you can continue to create value on a long-term basis. And there's a gentleman down in D.C. that I'd like to mention. He's now the current owner of the Washington National Baseball Team. His name is Theodore Lerner. And the Lerner family has basically done what I aspire to do. They own their assets, they're a family-controlled business, and they're very, very successful. And in essence, what I and Catherine try to do, we want to own more of less than less of more. If we were institutionally oriented, we'd basically be looking at institutional capital, where that institutional capital would have 80%, we have 20%. In essence, we want to have 80% and parse 20% out. But the Lerner family has done an exceptionally well, and very successful, and a model, I think, for every entrepreneur in real estate.
Wow, so you met them a long time ago.
Oh, yes, we've been to hockey rinks together. We've been to cookouts together, played golf together. Unfortunately, I haven't performed as well as I'd like to, but the Mitchells are a great family.
As an attorney or as a hockey player?
A hockey player. I've always been a pretty good hockey player, but golf is more of a recreational sport for me.
I can interject that Pat performs exceptionally well in all those categories.
He's a very playful guy. That's one thing I've learned about Pat. He's very playful, has a lot of intellectual breadth to him.
But it's a pleasure for me, as looking back after a lifetime of work, that I have something that I can pass on. I've got a generation that I can pass it on to, and now it's their turn to figure out, can they grow it, maintain it, and it's all up to them. It's a lot of fun.
That's very nice. It's a nice story. If somebody wants to learn more about, you know, Washington Capital Partners and you, make contact with you, how would they find you?
Through our website, washcapllc.com.
It looks lovely, too. It must have had an upgrade since Catherine's joined the the firm.
Right. You know, one of the great things about having a 30-something generation is websites and all the technologies, and so it's exciting to see what, you know, 20-something, 30-somethings will do to the business and where they'll take it. So it's a pleasure for me to be here with you all today and have Catherine.
It's been a pleasure to have the father-daughter team.
So
and
who's the boss?
Family friends.
Who's the boss right now?
It depends on the day.
Ooh, good answer.
I've been on maternity leave, so I haven't been the boss lately.
Okay, great.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's a great collaboration. I would welcome any young entrepreneurs who are interested in the real estate business in the Northeastern Corridor. If they'd like to call or discuss how to get started or what to do, we'd be happy to have a conversation.
You know, when a family business goes right, it's a very special thing.
Keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood.
Right.
And thank goodness for the federal government.
Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We are sitting in the wonderful offices of Davis Mom because I'm sitting with our sponsor, Pat Clendenin. Thank you, Pat, for hosting us.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Right. And I want to thank our friend, don't want to ever forget, Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Also, this is For the Record, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.